All right, there we go. Station ID that time. All right, we're so glad all of you are listening today to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And this is our weekly broadcast, a two-hour broadcast every single week. And it is always our pleasure to be able to share the Word of God with you. It's a joy to be able to teach the Word and tell you what God is doing in our lives. We have a prayer line that you are welcome to use at any time. It has been in existence now for about 7 years at Beacon of Hope, and so many use that with their prayer requests. We'll give you that email address right now. If you have a pen, you can write it down. prayers@bohmglobal.com. prayers@bohmglobal.com. And you can, if you will, just go ahead and use that anytime with a prayer request. And Pastor Jim or Betty, that you are hearing on this show today, we'll send out a prayer request and get that word out to our prayer team. If you want to be a part of the prayer team, you can do that without even being on a member or anything of Beacon of Hope. You are welcome to be on that prayer team. And just also write an email, prayers@bohmglobal.com. Betty, are you on again?
Yes, Pastor, I'm here.
Okay, sorry for the problems today. You listened a few days ago to our new venture, our new adventure, I guess, from Beacon of Hope Ministries. It's a new show that we have on. In addition to this one, it's not going to replace this show. It's going to be in addition to. And we began last Thursday night, a couple nights ago, at 6 o'clock. It's a drive time show. And from 6 to 7, and it's entitled Go Yard. What does that mean, Betty?
Home run.
Home run. All right.
Home run.
Home run.
Home run. Out of the park.
Yeah. You and I are baseball fans. We watch baseball games. And, Go Yard means hitting it out of the park. You know, there's so many people who struggle with life's issues on a daily basis, and they really don't know how to handle, you know, what they're facing. And we decided to start this new show off with a topic that is front and center in the news right now, entitled domestic violence. We're going to have another show this coming week on that. Our resident expert is our own Dr. Angel Falzoni, PhD, licensed mental health counselor. Betty, you listened to the first show. Did you get anything from it? And do you want to say anything to our listening audience that would encourage them to listen on this station this Thursday night at 6?
Well, you know, it is, you know, I hope that a lot of our listeners have not had to go through any type of abuse such as you've, and Dr. Falzoni had talked about on Thursday. But, you know, living as a child, I came from a dysfunctional home, and hearing new perspective on the things that are happening in today's world gives you, I mean, a light bulb came on for me in a lot of areas that I had never actually even thought about.
Really?
And
cool.
It gives you direction, and the show both of you were talking about is that we may have friends or we may have relatives that are going through, abuse in some way or another. And it just doesn't have to be physical. It can be mental, financial. I mean, the things that you talked about are so relevant for today that could help someone get through the problem that they're facing.
Absolutely.
And you and the insight was just impeccable. I mean, it was incredible, some of the things that you had talked about that I had never even thought about. And so it's a good way to get good information, up-to-date information, and the truth.
Amen. That's the truth.
That's what came out over the airwaves to me on Thursday was that you spoke the truth and that you weren't mincing the words of what can happen in today's in our families and in the world today.
That's exactly right. It's not this same type of show. Here we teach the Word of God, etc. This is a talk show, a call-in show, if you will. And we invite people to call in on the TAN Talk phone number, which is 727-441-3000, during the show Thursday night between 6 and 7. Also, some people are working or they're busy and they miss a show. Later on in the week, we will have our own page for that show, Go Yard, and on the TAN Talk website. Right now, that show from Thursday night is on our Living the Good Life page. So if you missed it, go to Living the Good Life on the TAN Talk website, which is www.tantalk1340.com. Go to the Living the Good Life page, and then the podcast will be up there for Go Yard. And you can listen to this first show, and then it'll help you with listening to all the concepts this week at 6 o'clock on this radio station. So thanks, Betty, for talking about that. And you know what? You were talking about the people that need God that are going through some family issues, domestic issues. And I chose this song next, and I think it's very appropriate, and I think you will find it so by the group Casting Crowns, one of my favorite groups. Love them like Jesus.
The love of her life is drifting away. They're losing the fight for another day. The life that she's known is falling apart. A fatherless home, a child's broken heart. You're holding her hand, you're straining for words, you're trying to make sense of it all. She's desperate for hope, darkness clouding her view. She's looking to you. Just love her like Jesus, carry her to him. His yoke is easy, burden is a lie. You don't need the answers to all of life's questions. Just know that he loves her. Stay by her side and love her like Jesus. Love her like Jesus. Gifts lie in wait in a room painted blue. A little blessing from heaven would be there soon. Hope fades in the night and blue skies turn to gray as a little one slips away. You're holding their hand, you're straining. Trying to make sense of it all. They're desperate for hope, darkness clouding their view, and they're looking to you. Just love them like Jesus, carry them to him. His yoke is easy, his burden is light. You don't need the answers to all of life's questions. Just know that he loves them. Stay by their side and love them like Jesus.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. I love that song, Betty. It really says a lot, doesn't it? Woo.
Oh, yeah, and that's what we have to do, is love them like Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
You know, sometimes it's hard to do.
Yes.
It's hard to love them like Jesus when the human side of us wants to you know, Jesus, hold me back type of thing, but he wants us to turn the other cheek. He wants us to be more Christ-like in our actions and what we do, because he is the good shepherd.
Right.
And he wants his sheep to be as loving and as compassionate as he was.
Exactly.
And that old saying, you know, what would Jesus do?
Right. So right on, isn't it?
Still applies today.
It sure does. Because, you know, we do need to be so sensitive to the voice of God. When God is leading us to call somebody or text them or send them an email, tell them we care about them, take them to lunch, whatever it is, listen to them, be sensitive to what they're doing, what's going on in their lives. So often we're so full of our own issues and problems, don't you think, Betty, that we just kind of tune out that voice of God that's leading us to be sensitive to somebody else. And that's why I love that song right there. Love them like Jesus. Jesus cared about every detail and still does in our lives.
Most definitely. In retrospect, a lot of times we don't hear the voice of God because we're too involved in ourselves.
Yes.
We're too involved in the things that it's that me attitude.
Right.
It's all about me. I'm going to get what I want. I'm going to do what I want. And then if I get what I want, I'll be able to help out, you know, my neighbor, my sister, my brother, whoever it might be. But that's the voice that I don't want to listen to. That's the voice of deception.
Right.
That's the voice of the evil one. And I don't want to ever do that. I can't say that I haven't done it because I have. I think I would be telling a falsehood if I said, because there are times that, you know, I always try to put other people first. But I remember back in the past is gone, but I remember some things that I did that we're all about me, and I don't want to ever do that again.
Well, I think we're all, as human nature has it, we are all very self-absorbed in a lot of ways. And I think as we mature, let's put it that way, in God, and we get our ear, that, you know, we're listening to God's voice, we get it fine-tuned better as time goes on, unless we are choosing to be more rebellious, more stubborn, more do my own thing. If we really have an attitude of surrender, I think Carol mentioned that word earlier, and it is so right on.
Mm-hmm.
That old song, I surrender all, you know.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
My. That just, when that becomes the cry of our heart, Lord, I want to be what you want me to be. I want to hear your voice. I think the problem with so many people hearing incorrectly, Betty, is an attitude problem. You know, it's not really that God isn't trying to speak to them. It's maybe that the attitude is just what you were describing. I want to do what I want to do when I want to do it. When I get done with doing what I want to do when I want to do it, then I'll have time for you, God. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I had, it's having an attitude of gratitude.
Oh, yeah.
A mindset change to focus on the things of, the things that the Lord wants us to do.
Right.
And I know there's times in my life that he's, you know, you hear that still small voice, but sometimes I think it becomes a resounding sound to say, Betty Lou, listen to me. And he really does try to get our attention.
Yes, he does.
Pastor. I mean, in so many ways, and you were talking about surrender.
Yeah.
Is that it is so vital today that, you know, if we want to have that surrender moment.
Right.
It happened to me in December, and it happened to my family in December, is that surrender moment. It's like, God, we have no idea why this is going on. But you do, and we leave it in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was hard to listen to him at that point because I know what I wanted. We wanted life.
Right. We wanted grace to live.
Yes. But you know what? the Lord brought life through that incident.
Oh, he so did.
To many more people.
Betty,
and, you know,
so many people were touched.
You know what I'm trying to say?
I'm trying to
my words because I don't want to burst into tears.
Well, Grandma, Mimi, you can do that because so many people were touched by the way you and hubby Joe, your hubby, and Megan and her husband Ben and all the ones close around handled Grayson's short life of only, what, 24 hours or a little over that?
33 hours.
And isn't that interesting? 33. And just that short life and then his slipping into the arms of Jesus without pain, peacefully, not in distress in any way, which is exactly what we had all prayed that he would not be. And there he was, just slipping into the arms of Jesus, and so many people at that memorial and since and all of that have talked about how his life has touched them. You know, we don't know what God wants done in so many situations, but God has a plan. He's got a plan all the time. And that's why we got to just release these situations. It was your husband, Joe, who at the memorial said that God had been speaking a word to him. And I have been hearing that word over and over in my spirit ever since July 26th, the day of the memorial. And that word is release. Do you want to talk about that, Betty?
Well,
it has everything to do with this topic, don't you think?
Oh, yes, most definitely. Because my, I will relate it to my own life. I won't relate it to anyone else's because they can't speak for themselves. But for me, release came when he said that word. I had been holding on to anger. I wasn't mad at God. It's just, and you and I had talked about this, is that I couldn't have done anything different,
right,
than what I did during those 9 months of that. I felt like I had failed him.
Mm-hmm.
That I had failed my family.
Right.
That, you didn't hear from God. And it's like, yes, we did. Megan heard from God. So many people heard God's voice in so many different areas of their life. It may not have actually came at the time of his passing.
Right.
But in those 3 months before the dedication, is a lot of people heard from God.
Yes.
And a lot of people didn't understand why, you know, how come you're not, you know, laying in a corner, you know, with flowers around you, mourning the loss of this child. And we couldn't make them understand that God's grace and God's faithfulness and his mercy endures forever, that we are rejoicing because one day, that, you know, that day that, you know, on Jesus' face I shall see.
Amen.
Is that my grandson,
yes,
will be standing next to Jesus.
Amen. You'll see him then.
I will see him again. And you know what? That has carried me through the last several months. But after Joe said, release it.
Right.
And that was God. That
yes.
God had spoken to Joe.
Yes.
And then Joe relayed it to us. But he would not relay it to us. It was God's timing. It was that Kairos moment.
It was that Kairos moment.
God released that word. Okay, people.
Release it.
It's time to let go.
Right. And so often when we're going through life's very painful times, we feel like God has left us. But he hasn't. He is right there. And so often he'll say something like that, the word release. And instead of saying, I'm going to do a miracle or whatever we wanted him to say, you know, instead he is teaching us all a lesson of release and surrender. And it's just totally blows my mind how God in his, he's all powerful, omnipotent, all wise, omniscient, you know, all of the things that he is, all knowing, he knows it all. He understands everything that we are all going through. And he loves us enough to be right there with us through every single part of it. And he knows the plan he has for us. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 to 14. The plans I have for you, says God, are to bless you, to bring, give you a future and a hope. Dear listeners out there, whatever you're going through, God wants to speak to you. Betty, this is perfect timing. The song I had planned next is by the group Mercy Me, Grace Tells Another Story. Grace Tells Another Story. What a wonderful story Grace does tell. He's always, God is always right there in the midst of our situations, Betty. And Grace comes through. You know, I love John chapter 1. I was reading it this morning. Jesus came and it says he was full of grace and truth, you know. And grace, when, you know, it's just his presence, his goodness that fills us. And when we're going through these issues in life, we can say, God, talk to me. Lord, help me. Why do we need to hear from God? I want to answer that question. If somebody's asking, why do I need to learn to hear from God? Because God has something very important to say to you. Whatever you're going through, you may need comfort right now, and he wants to comfort you with a verse of scripture somewhere. You may need peace in the midst of your chaotic situation. You may need direction because you're all messed up and don't know what job to take. Maybe you've got four offers and you don't know what to do. Maybe you're in a situation, a relationship that is not good, not healthy, and you need direction and guidance from God as to what to do about it or how to get out of it or how to handle a difficult child or a loved one that's mired down in addiction or alcoholism or whatever. God has an answer for you. That's the reason you need to hear from him. Talk to me, Betty. I'm going to preach on this right now. Woo!
Hey, you preach it. You preach it, sister. because we need to hear it. It's time that we become the body of Christ that the Lord wants us to be.
Amen.
One of those things is God's grace, is his unmerited favor.
Yes.
And
yes.
He has such a longing to communicate
yes.
with all of his children. It's just like it says in John, is that, you know, my sheep know my voice.
Right.
And that's why the more we do it, the more power that we have, the more gigabytes, if you want to talk about a social network type thing, the more gigabytes. The more we get. Yeah, gigabytes.
All right.
And it's God's, I call it God's bytes, gigabytes.
All right,
GB.
Okay, all
it's
right.
God's bytes, he gives us more power.
Yes, he does.
He gives
Woo!
Us the infilling of
yes!
the Holy Spirit.
Yes, amen. Yes, he does.
To be able to discern, to have
yes.
our, you know, have our antennae up so that we can hear his voice.
Yes.
And sometimes our volume is turned down.
Mm-hmm.
In our hearing, because
mm-hmm.
it's not what he wants, it's what we want. So
right.
when we don't want to hear from him, we turn that spiritual volume down.
Or we think we've heard it wrong. You know, oh, no, God, surely you wouldn't want me to do that. You know, or surely.
Oh, no.
You know.
No.
Mm. And then we need to rely on the confirmations from him so that we know that we're on target, you know?
Yeah, and it can be from your pastor. It can be from a friend. It can be from a song that you hear on Christian radio, or a song that you have played over and over and over again, but finally that light bulb comes on, and
right.
it's like, oh,
right,
is that what you were trying to tell me?
Exactly.
In my case, it's like, will you shut up long enough so that I can talk to you? Because it seems like, you know, I like to talk.
Really?
Yeah, I do. I ask a lot, but then he asked me to sit back.
But you know, sometimes Betty,
and wait patiently.
The things that he tells us, we don't want to hear.
No. It's just no.
Do you remember October 30th of 1991?
Yes, I do.
October 30th of 19.
How could I forget that? My
how
pastor,
could you
my friend?
Ever forget that night? Because God had been speaking me to leave the church that I had started there. You were a part of that church. 7 years I'd pastored. I ended up pastoring 7 years to the day. But it was on a Wednesday night. I found the cassette of this. Betty, I'm sorting a bunch of stuff right now. I found the cassette of that sermon that night. Now, I don't have a cassette player to play it on, and I don't know if anybody does, but I'd like to hear. We will find one, because I want to hear what happened that night. I know I cried through the entire thing, and I just read scripture after scripture after scripture that God gave me, confirming that it was time for me to move into the next phase of my ministry, which at that time I had no idea what that meant. And what I was going to go through, and that I would be sitting here in a control room in a radio station in Clearwater, Florida, many years later, since that was 91. How many years later would that be? 23 years later, sitting here on a radio show, pastoring a church here, all of that, and been a realtor for 23, 4 years. I would never have thought that this was the life path I was headed. You remember that night, and how did I handle that night?
You want my honest opinion?
Well, that's why I'm asking you in front of God and the whole world.
You want
here.
Me to lie to you? You want me to lie to you?
No, I don't want you to lie to me. No.
Well, I think at that point, I think you knew in your spirit that there was going to be a change.
Oh yeah, I knew. Yeah.
You knew.
Yeah, I knew.
You knew when you're newer.
Yeah.
That's bad grammar.
Mm-hmm.
English teachers, forgive me.
Yeah.
But being an intercessor back during those days.
Yeah.
I felt the pain.
Yeah.
I felt the fear. I felt the tugging and pulling because you wanted something more, but you didn't know it was going to be that dramatic a move.
Or painful.
That painful. Oh, it was, and I was just trying to choose my words carefully.
I don't know when I've cried so much in my entire life.
I know, and the night that I told you goodbye, here I go. the Holy Spirit's taken over here, people, and if I cry, I apologize.
You go ahead.
But I held you, and we cried together, because we knew where God was going, taking you into a new dimension. He was taking you into a new depth of his love. His direction was taking you higher and higher, that he wanted you to have been so obedient to him for so many years that he knew that you were a good and faithful servant. He knew that you have a servant's heart. He knew that you were going to take his word into a dying nation, and that you were going to bring as many people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, far beyond what you could ever imagine. And you probably won't even know until you get to heaven right. how many people that you have reached. And that night, we didn't actually say goodbye. I was just saying, good luck, God bless you, and may God's peace go with you, because that's what you needed at that point. And at that moment in time, the Holy Spirit took over at the beginning of the service, and he held you, and he comforted you during that time, because he held your tears in his hand, and he wanted you to know how proud and how much that he loves you. And that's what he wants to do by speaking to us individually, is to let us know how much that he loves
Amen.
Us.
Amen.
No matter where we've been, no matter what we've gone through, no matter who we've wronged, no matter what we have done, God loves us all the same.
Amen.
And that's why it's so hard as sheep, that sometimes we hear strangers' voices and we kind of wander off the path.
Yeah, we
kind of always think the grass is greener on the other side,
mm-hmm.
and it not always is.
No.
But when we get back into the shelter of the Almighty, that shelter, he covers us with his wings, and we feel that protection. We feel that that love and that strength that comes from knowing the Lord. And I when we got back in contact with each other, I had a tugging on my heart for months, Pastor. It's like, you need to get in contact with Marcia McAllister. And I said, why? I hadn't heard from you for 15, 20 years. And it's like, and I heard his voice, but I ignored it until the time came when the Holy Spirit took over in my spirit, because I was willing. I was a willing vessel because I wanted to hear. Okay, what do you want me to do? Email her. Find her. She's on the internet. I mean, I am talking step-by-step instructions, and this is just an example of how to get in contact with you.
Wow.
And that's what the Lord will do. He will give you step-by-step directions.
He will.
If he closes that door, don't try to reopen it.
Right.
Because he's got something better for you.
Right.
And that's what he did back in October, and that's what he did, several months ago, is telling you, it's time. It's time, my daughter, that we've got other things that we've got to get taken care of before I come back.
You're so right. And what you're referring to is July of this year, a few months back, when I really felt like that I should not sign another lease on the building where we were because of just different things going on. And it was time to go to a different format, which now we have the Friday night, and we've got the new Drive Time show, and we're just waiting on God to lead us and guide us step by step into every aspect of the new adventure that we are on with him. And Betty, honestly, it's so like God to love us so much that he allows us sometimes to go through periods of time where it seems like it's dry, it's dull, it's like, what's going on here, God? I haven't heard from you. And then he speaks something to us that just absolutely grabs our attention and propels us forward into the next phase of life. I call those suddenly moments. We see them all through the New Testament. All of a sudden, Paul and Silas are in the jail and they're praising God, and suddenly there's an earthquake and the doors open, and that kind of thing. All those suddenly moments, but they come as a result of people being willing to praise God in the midst of their circumstances and say, God, I want to hear from you. I may not like what's going on right now. I want to hear your voice. And God, you may be taking me in a different direction. I don't know where I'm headed. But Lord, I want to do what you want us to do. 2 years ago right now, Betty, you came down here to Florida, you and Megan, twice in a couple months period of time. And we had a new venture we were doing that did not go forward. We did a couple of these and we didn't move forward with it. But in this new venture, God gave us a slogan, which now he's brought back for this point in time. And it is this: going outside our walls to reach people where they are, just as they are, with God's love. Talk to me about that, because that's where we are in this ministry.
There's a time, and as it says in Ecclesiastes, there's a time for things to happen. There's a time for things that don't happen.
Right.
That's paraphrasing. Is that the Lord's coming back, people.
Amen. Amen. Sooner rather than later.
Yeah. And if we become stagnant, if we become comfortable in the boat that we're in, we're in trouble.
Right. Yeah.
Megan texted me this morning because I was not able to go to church this morning, and she said that one of the prayer or the praise warriors was praising God and said, "People, you know, the Holy Spirit's here. He wants us to worship Him. He wants us to praise Him just in that instant." And everybody has their hands folded, and it's like, come alive, people. Wake up, sleepers. We've got work to do.
Amen.
And that's what that message that you have speaks so boldly, but yet with such a loving touch from the Heavenly Father, is that we've got to go out and bring people in.
Yes.
Because there's people out there with unbelief.
Right.
There's people that are so beaten down.
They're hurting. Oh my.
They're hurting. They're just they've become so worldly that they've forgotten about the one true person that loves them more than anyone else, and
right.
that's Jesus. So we've got to get out of our comfort zone, get out from and behind the walls, and go out and be the hands of Jesus, be the harvest hands.
Amen.
It says on your website, be the harvest hands that Jesus wants us to be.
He is. In Matthew chapter 10, starting with verse 1, Jesus says, the end of Matthew 9, verses 35-38, it talks about Jesus moved with compassion. And then he says, I want you to be the harvest hands. Pray for harvest hands. Those are people that are going to walk alongside you, like you have, Betty, with me in ministry and so many others. I've got two of my dear sheep right here in the control room, Dawn and Becky, with me today. So you can shout out to Dawn and Becky, because you know them very well, Betty. And, you know, God wants us to grow in our relationships with others and reach out to them. And if it means texting, if it means emailing, if it means picking up your phone and calling, heaven forbid, actually calling somebody, oh my. And, if it means getting out of your comfort zone and reaching out and saying, you've been on my heart today. What's going on with you, sweetie? Talk to me. You know, I need to hear your voice over there. What's going on? Talk to me. Is there something I need to pray with you about? And, you know, that whole concept, asking somebody, do they need prayer for something? You know, I've seen it work in so many times through the years. When you say, can I pray with you about that? Or I'll remember your mother in prayer. It happened to me a couple days ago. A person that works with me in real estate in the title industry is a good friend of mine, because I've worked with her now for 18 or 19 years. And she sent me an email, told me that her grandmother was very ill. And I wrote back and I said, I'll put that on our prayer chain right away, and we will pray for your grandmother. She was having a heart catheterization and so forth. She wrote back and she said, this is amazing that, you know, you're willing to have a group of people pray for my grandmother. And you know, it was just like, yeah, honey, that's what we do. As the body of Christ, we need to be caring about people and what they're going through. And that is, I think, so important when we talk about hearing from God. God is going to lead you to the right person, the right time, the exact moment, the timing. His timing is so incredibly perfect. What do you think about that?
I think that you're right on. And I think that what we're talking about today is what people need to hear.
Yes.
You say, well, you guys are being kind of bold.
Yeah, we are. We're being crazy bold.
Yeah, we are. We have holy boldness because we don't want to see anyone perish.
Right.
We want to see the people that think that they're ungodly. I wouldn't dare step back in a church. I'd be struck by lightning.
Yeah, stuff like that. Yeah, people that feel that they've done too much.
That's what people feel like.
Right.
They've been judged by the higher, the people in authority. They've been judged, and they've been misjudged improperly.
Sure.
And I can't walk back in a church because I've been condemned. And it's like,
right.
No, there is no condemnation.
Amen.
For those that love the Lord. And that we've got to come back, and that's the word to right now is come back.
Amen.
Woo. Come back and see what the Lord can do for you, because what He says, He will do.
He wants to lift us out of our circumstances into a new realm in Him, Betty. And
Amen.
It's not okay to go through life, I don't care how old you are or how young you are, just being beaten down day by day by whatever life throws at you or whatever the enemy, the devil, throws at you. It's not okay just to take that and not come up swinging. We got to come up as the body of Christ swinging, because
Amen.
Jesus said right here in John 10:10, here I go preaching again, but John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I came to give you life and to give it abundantly. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. Learn to distinguish God's
Amen.
Voice, because He wants to lift you up above those circumstances. Betty, get ready to cry. You say, what does that mean? Listen to this song.
When I am down,
oh, no.
And oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shore. Restless heart beats so impervious.
That is what you do. You raise us up to more than we can be. In our own strength, we don't have the answers for all of life's issues. The pain that your family's gone through in losing baby Grayson. The struggles that people have with jobs and finances and relationships. And we don't have all those answers, Betty, but God does. And he is the one, our good shepherd. He calls himself the good shepherd. He doesn't say, I'm the confusing shepherd. He doesn't say, I'm the shepherd that's going to beat you down and put you in your place.
That's right.
He says, I'm the good shepherd, and I love you. God is love. 1 John 4:8. God is love. The Lord is good and a stronghold in the day of trouble. And he knows all those who put their trust in him. I want to talk to David when I get to heaven, because David wrote so many psalms that said, Lord, I love you so much. You're my rock. You're my fortress. You're my strength. You're my shield. You are my stronghold in the day of trouble. David knew God. David wrote the words of Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. Surely goodness and mercy. Goodness and mercy. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Please bow your heads with me right now. Dear Heavenly Father, we bring before you this listening audience that listen now live or later on our website. Lord, you know their concerns. You know their problems. You know all the issues that are going on in each life. Lord, we know that you are so amazing that you're able to reach down and speak to hearts right now. Speak to them and give them encouragement. Give them comfort. Give them peace. Give them strength in the midst of the problem that they're going through right now. Lord, give them direction. Give them wisdom. Give them the ability to see through the problem and find your answer in it. Lord, help them realize that your sheep do hear your voice. Lord, for that one right now that's struggling with a new diagnosis of cancer, we speak healing to that physical body right now in the name of Jesus. For the one that is struggling with migraine headaches, we speak healing to you right now in the name of Jesus. For the one that is debilitated in her back and down her legs, Lord, we speak healing to that one in the name of Jesus. For the one that's just been diagnosed with a brain tumor, we curse that tumor in the name of Jesus, and we speak life to that person right now in Jesus' name. To the one who's just been diagnosed with leukemia, we declare life in the name of Jesus, and we command that leukemia to be gone in Jesus' name. We plead the blood of Jesus over the minds and the bodies of all of these listening now or later in the name of Jesus. Bring peace to their hearts and comfort to their minds and souls in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, keep me safe, O Lord.
Yes.
For you I take refuge.
Yes.
I said to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing.
Amen.
But again, Lord, keep me safe. I've run for dear life to you. Be my Lord. Without you, Lord, nothing makes sense.
Wow.
That's one of David's songs.
Woo. Amen. I love that. What psalm was that?
Psalm 16.
Oh, I love that. Praise God. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you right now. We thank you that you have the answer, God, for all the issues that concern every single one of us on a daily basis. Lord, if there's anybody listening that does not know for sure that if they died tonight, they would be in the arms of Jesus, let this be the moment that they turn their life over to you. Betty, would you repeat after me? For somebody out there, if you are that person that you're not sure about your salvation, do it right now. Take care of kingdom business right now. Pray along with Betty. She'll repeat after me. Dear God, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
Dear God, I come to you now in the name of Jesus.
I want to be your child.
I want to be your child.
I want to be so sure of my salvation and my place in your heart.
I want to be so sure of my salvation and the place in my place in your heart.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God.
That he died on the cross for my sins and sicknesses.
That he died on the cross for my sins and sickness.
And that he came out of the tomb a risen Lord.
Oh, and he came out of the tomb a risen Lord.
I ask you to forgive me for anything and everything.
I ask you to forgive me for everything and anything.
That I've ever said or done that was not pleasing to you.
That I have said or done that's not been pleasing to you.
And I ask you to accept me now as your child, saved by your grace.
To accept me now as your child.
Saved by your grace.
Saved by your grace.
You are my father and I am yours.
You are my father and I am your child.
In Jesus' name, this I pray.
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. If you prayed that prayer with us, I want to hear from you personally. You can contact me. I'm easy to find. Pastor@BOHMGlobal.com. I'm going to give that to you again. If you have a prayer request, write us prayers at we used to say Beacon of Hope Ministries. You can do it that way. It works too, but it's shorter to do our new email address, which is prayers@BOHM. That stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries, BOHMGlobal.com. And me personally, pastor@BOHMGlobal.com. You can contact Betty at theprayers@BOHMGlobal.com and actually address her name and she will respond to you or Amen. Send out a prayer request for you. Betty, give us some final thoughts here. We're coming down on 4:52.
Oh, my.
Goes pretty fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, so what a glorious 2 hours. You know, to spend in God's Word and to hear what the Lord has to say. I am so blessed to be able to be on the radio and to be able to minister in ways that maybe I couldn't minister, you know, in real life, in walking around. I pray that anyone who's facing adversity, hear God's voice. Let him minister to you. And as Carol was talking about, you know, the shepherd and the sheep, is that when we were at a 4-H showing, many years ago, and there was a little girl who was this little lamb's shepherd. And when this little girl sat down, that sheep, that little lamb climbed up into her lap.
Oh, my.
And the little lamb laid his head, or her, I'm not really sure what gender a lamb is, but it laid its head on her shoulder.
Right.
And this little girl just encompassed this lamb with her hands. I mean, she wasn't any bigger than Andrew Kramer. And she loved that sheep.
Hmm.
And the tears were just rolling down her eyes because she had not won. But she said, you know, you don't think you've won, but we are. You are my sheep.
Wow.
You're my little lamb. And that's what God wants us to do, is to crawl up in the shepherd's lap.
Amen.
And lay our head on his shoulder and talk to him and let him hear his voice. And it will resonate for years to come when he talks to us and ministers to us. It's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing what God can do when we listen.
And it's all about us being willing to listen and realize that we don't have all the answers, Betty, you know?
No, we don't.
We don't have the wisdom so often to handle what we're going through. It's just too much for us, you know? It's just...
It is.
It's just too much. We're on overload. I've felt about being on overload from time to time. I know we all have. And that's when we need to run to the Good Shepherd. You know, if you're saying, oh, I've never really studied the word much, start with the book of John in the New Testament. That's where Jesus tells you who he is. I am the good shepherd. I am the vine. I am the bread of life. I'm the resurrection and the life. Study the book of John and also get into the book of Psalms. That's where David has talked so much about his ongoing relationship with God. We encourage you to get in the Word of God. We also encourage you, if you're in the Tampa Bay area, come to our Friday night gathering. It is at the Ramada Inn at 3580 Almerton Road in Clearwater. We have a wonderful room there. It's beautiful. And we do some praise and worship. We study the Word. It's a Bible study. Bring your Bible. Bring a notebook. Come and join us. We've got some really friendly people. Some of them have been hanging out here in the control room with me today, and they're pretty darn friendly. So join us Friday night at 6:30 for the gathering. Friday night at 6:30. And now join us on Thursday night at 6 p.m. Drive Time, our new show Go Yard with Mama Mac, and that's me, that's my other persona, Mama Mac. I'm Mama Mac to your Megan and to my daughter-in-laws and all of that. So join us for that show this Thursday, 6 o'clock. Betty and Carol, it's been a joy. This has been a great show. We got to get out of here. Wow, I love our ending song. It is so wonderful. And, you know, it's just about living that life with him each day. God bless you, Betty. God bless you, Carol. Thank you both.
Bless you.
And we'll see you soon. Here we go.
Thank you. WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills, Tampa Bay. Listen.
NBC News Radio, I'm Lester Holt. Pennsylvania State Police believe they are hot on the trail of suspected cop killer Eric Freen. However, George Bivens of the State Police warns residents to remain careful.